Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Mountain Is You, Transforming Self-Sabotage into Self-Mastery, Brianna Wiest embarks on a compelling journey to dissect the intricate nature of self-sabotage and its deep-seated roots within us. Through her insightful exploration, Wiest unveils how our own behaviors and thought patterns, often subconscious, hinder our path to personal growth and success. The book serves not just as a mirror reflecting our inner obstacles, but as a guide to overcoming them, encouraging readers to climb their personal mountains and achieve a sense of self-mountains and achieve a sense of self-mastery. Wiest's eloquent prose, combined with her deeply personal and research-backed approach, makes this book a beacon for those seeking to understand and dismantle the barriers they've built against their own potential. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding self-sabotage. Self-sabotage is a concept that Wiest delves into with remarkable depth, defining it as the act of undermining one's own success and well-being by partaking in self-destructive patterns. This segment explains the psychological underpinnings of self-sabotage, including fear of failure, fear of success, low self-esteem, and unresolved trauma. Wiest argues that these behaviors are coping mechanisms for deeper issues, serving to protect the individual from perceived threats. By dissecting the root causes of self-sabotage, readers gain awareness of their own detrimental habits and are guided towards acknowledging them as the first step toward transformation. Secondly, embracing vulnerability, Wiest emphasizes the power of vulnerability as a cornerstone for authentic self-discovery and growth. This section of the book encourages readers to confront their fears and insecurities head-on, promoting the idea that vulnerability is not a sign of weakness but a courageous step towards self-mastery. Through vulnerability, individuals are able to unravel the complexities of their emotions and experiences, fostering a deeper connection with themselves and others. Wiest provides practical strategies for embracing vulnerability, highlighting its role in breaking the cycle of self-sabotage and paving the way for genuine healing and growth. Thirdly, the role of mindset in self-transformation. Mindset emerges as a critical theme in Wiest's exploration of self-transformation. She differentiates between a fixed mindset, which confines individuals to their perceived limitations, and a growth mindset, which encourages continual learning and resilience. This segment outlines how adopting a growth mindset is pivotal in overcoming self-sabotage, as it empowers individuals to view challenges as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. Wiest offers practical advice on cultivating a growth mindset, underscoring its significance in achieving self-mastery and unlocking one's full potential. Fourthly, establishing healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries are portrayed by Wiest as essential components of self-care and self-respect, safeguarding personal energy and space. This part of the book provides readers with an understanding of how to establish and maintain boundaries that protect their well-being from external influences and internal pressures. Wiest highlights the importance of saying no as a means of honoring oneself and emphasizes the role of boundaries in preventing the depletion of personal resources. By learning to set and enforce healthy boundaries, individuals can avoid falling into self-sabotaging behaviors and instead foster a nurturing environment for growth and self-discovery. Lastly, the journey towards self-mastery, the culmination of Wiest's work. This segment encapsulates the transformative journey from self-sabotage to self-mastery. It reiterates that achieving self-mastery is not a destination but an ongoing process of self-awareness, accountability, and growth. Wiest inspires readers to persistently climb their personal mountains, emphasizing the significance of perseverance, self-compassion, and continuous self-reflection. Through compelling personal anecdotes and practical guidance, this segment motivates readers to embrace their flaws and setbacks as integral steps towards becoming the architects of their own lives, underscoring the ultimate empowerment that comes with self-mastery. In conclusion, The Mountain Is You, Transforming Self-Sabotage into Self-Masteries, acts as both a mirror and a map for those looking to navigate the treacherous terrain of self-improvement. Brianna Wiest's profound insights into the mechanisms of self-sabotage and the pathways to self-mastery make this book a must-read for anyone on a journey of personal development. By addressing critical aspects such as understanding self-sabotage, embracing vulnerability, shifting mindsets, establishing boundaries, and embarking on the journey towards self-mastery, Wiest provides readers with the tools necessary for profound self-masteries. This book is particularly suitable for individuals who find themselves at a crossroads, struggling with self-defeating behaviors, or anyone aspiring to live a more intentional and fulfilled life. Through its pages, readers will discover the strength to face their personal mountains and the wisdom to transform their deepest challenges into their greatest strengths. If you would like to support Brianna Wiest, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.